Is that you, McGee?
It's not only me, Molly. It's me with big news.
You plan to tell me about it, I suppose?
The better the sooner. I was down at the pool hall, and Audie Eckerly said he drove out to Dugan's Lake over the weekend, and the leaves are all changing color.
Well, that doesn't sound like terribly big news. They usually do change color at this time of the year.
Yeah, but Audie says they're at their prettiest right now. I thought we might drive out and take a look at them.
I think that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you promise to stay in the car and not take one of Dugan's rowboats. The way you row in circles, we might be stuck out there until the ice gets thick enough for us to walk to shore.
Don't you worry. I'll stay right in the car. I just want to cast my baby blue eyes on some of the wonders of nature.
Well, I'm all ready. Let's go.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We can't go into this thing half-crocked. Got to get some stuff together to take with us.
We have to take the car, but I can't think of anything else.
Well, I've got to take the camera, for one thing. No point in going out to see Mother Nature in her gayest autumn attire without getting pictures of it.
That's what you said when you took your camera to the county fair. And all your pictures of the tents came out looking like igloos in a snowstorm.
Well, I overexposed that batch a little, but I know how to do it better now. We'll stop off at... Now, let's see. I remember putting the camera in the same drawer with the thermos bottle. Where's the thermos bottle?
It's in the same drawer with the camera, I suppose.
Okay. Well, I'll take care of that, and you make the sandwiches.
Oh, McGee, couldn't we stop at a drive-in somewhere and eat?
Molly, with that car we've got, people at drive-ins always think we come to pick up the garbage and we never get waited on.
Okay. I'll make some sandwiches.
Good. And while you're doing that, I'll go up in the attic and get the lap robe. May get a little chilly out there, and I better take umbrellas, too, in case it starts to rain.
Oh, McGee, we're not driving up the Alcan Highway. We're just going to Dugan's Lake.
I know, but it can spoil the whole outing if we forget anything. I think it's too early to snow, but I better toss the tire chains in the back just in case. I'll also return more Toops' lawnmower and exchange it for his snow shovel in case I have to dig out. Now, see, can you think of anything else?
I suppose we could take crash helmets in case we get hit by a falling meteorite.
That's a thought. But it's not too likely to happen on that side of the lake. I think I will take that big living room rocker, though. We may decide to get out of the car and just sit and look at the leaves for a while.
Yes, dearie.
You know, it's really a miracle of nature, the way leaves change color in the fall, Molly. Of course, what they go through is nothing compared to what we go through getting ready to go out and look at them.
What do you think I should wear to go out and look at the fall foliage, McGee?
Well, I guess you better dress pretty warm, but for Pete's sake, don't wear that old fur coat of yours. That looks too much like some of the things the state game department is having an open season on right now.
All right, dearie. It'll only take me a few minutes to change. I'll be right down.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. She'll never make Miss America. Then who cares as long as she can make pineapple upside down cake?
Hi, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hello there, Teeny.
Hi.
I didn't hear you come padding through the portals of our palatial palace.
I did, though, Mr. McGee.
Yes, I see.
Mm-hmm. I saw you had your car parked out in the driveway, and I thought maybe you were going down to the drugstore to get some ice cream. And I thought you couldn't very well refuse to give some to a little girl who just happened to be here at the time.
Well, that's pretty sound reasoning, Teeny, but that's all built on a faulty premise. You see, I didn't back the car out to go get some ice cream. Mrs. McGee and I are driving out to Dugan's Lake to look at the foliage.
Oh. Well, I just...
I says we're going out to look at the foliage. Leaves.
Do I have to go right now?
I didn't say leave. I said leaves. You know, the things that hang from tree limbs like they belong there.
Oh. Well, you don't have to drive clear out to Dugan's Lake to see leaves. We have them all over our front yard. I bet you my daddy would even let you wake him up.
Teeny, let's not drag your paternal parent into the conversation so soon after I've eaten. On top of which, I don't want to rake leaves. We're going out to Dugan's Lake because the leaves are beautiful at this time of the year. They're all changing color to red and yellow and things of that nature.
What makes the leaves change color at this time of the year, Mr. McGee?
Well, you have to get into pretty complicated zoology to explain that, Teeny. I doubt that a moppet of your measurements would understand.
I could try to get you, I betcha.
Well, okay. You see, in the summertime, the leaves are filled with green stuff called chloroform.
Oh?
That's a kind of a juice the tree manufactures.
You mean like the factory where my daddy works makes boxes?
Yeah, in a way. Except instead of making boxes and having your daddy get caught in the machinery, as is his habit, the tree makes chloroform to turn the leaves green. Now, do you understand that?
No.
Well, you will. It gets more unclear later on. Now, the point is that when we get cold weather, the chloroform freezes and turns red and yellow, and then finally turns brown. You've noticed how the leaves all turn brown eventually.
Golly, no. Do you mean that every leaf in the world turns brown in the fall all by itself?
Sure.
Gosh, I better go tell my daddy.
Tell your daddy? What for?
To save him a lot of work.
Huh?
He bought a plain wooden dining room table, and he's varnishing it.
Yeah.
And I want to tell him that he doesn't have to varnish the leaves because Mr. McGee said they'll turn brown by themselves. I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, you tell him that.
Well, McGee, the car's all loaded. I guess we're ready to go out to Dugan's Lake and look at the autumn foliage.
I'm really looking forward to the drive, too. Ah, just get a load of that Cripps autumn air. Makes you feel good all over, don't it?
Ah, it is invigorating.
This has always been my favorite season, you know it. I remember how the people back in Peoria used to notice how I'd be kind of listless all summer and then perk up as soon as it got to be autumn. I was a guy willing to tackle the toughest kind of jobs in the fall. Fall Guy McGee, I was known as in them days. Fall Guy McGee, the finest fellow who ever faced the ferocious task of field, factory, and farm, fabled for my fabulous faculty to flex my femurs from the unfenced fir forests of Finland to the fastidious farms of Philadelphia, fairly flying as I fearlessly offered my famous facility to fanatic fence fixers, faltering flax farmers, fantastic fault finders, fashionable fiber fasteners, ferocious fiddle fumigators, and fiery faucet factory foremen.
In other words, you're trying to tell me that you did work for a living at one time.
Molly, I worked so hard in my younger days that I burned myself out by the time I was 30.
And you've been sitting around ever since, a mere clinker of humanity.
Well, that's not quite the way I'd have phrased it, but more or less that's it. Well, come on, get in the car and let's go. Boy, I can hardly wait to see all those beautiful leaves out at Dugan's Lake.
All right, dearie. I've been ready for hours, you know.
Okay, we're off then. No, wait a minute. We may need the binoculars to see the full beauty of the foliage. Yeah. I'll go get them.
I've never been able to decide what kind of a duck it is that he looks like when he runs. I think it may be a mallard.
Hey, Molly. I couldn't find a deck of cards. What the Sam Hill did we want cards for anyway?
It was the binoculars you went in to get, McGee, not a deck of cards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll go get them.
Heavenly day. He's not only built like a sea lion, he thinks like one.
Hey, Molly, I got the binoculars, but I just noticed that it's clouding up in the west. I better get our raincoats.
It's a wonder he doesn't want to take a life raft in case the rain turns into a flash flood.
Well, I got them. I got the raincoats. Maybe I ought to borrow more Toops' life raft. A heavy rain at this time of the year can cause a flash flood, you know.
Oh, McGee, stop worrying so much and let's go.
Oh, there's no rush, kiddo. We may miss the autumn foliage, but we'll be in plenty of time to see the leaves coming out next spring. I personally think they're prettier then anyway.
Oh, McGee, I'm so glad that we decided to drive out in the country to look at the fall foliage. We should be getting into that hilly part around Dugan's Lake any minute now.
Yeah, that's where Audie Eckerly said the leaves were especially pretty. He said they were all different shades of blue and purple.
Blue and purple leaves?
Well, that's what Audie said. Of course, Audie's colorblind. Instead of having blue Mondays, his are pink.
That must be a terrible handicap to have.
Oh, I don't know. Audie says he's gotten used to it. He even imagines he's seeing compatible color on his black and white TV set. That saved him a couple $100 right there.
Oh, McGee, look around that curve. Oh, there's a whole clump of oak trees with bright red leaves. Aren't they beautiful?
Uh-huh. Say, that's a new filling station they built there at the junction there since the last time we were out this way. It's not a very good location, I wouldn't think. There's hardly any traffic that goes past there at all.
Oh, I don't think there's anything more beautiful than an oak tree in the fall. Maples just turn yellow, but oaks are bright red.
Yeah. You know, if I was going to build a filling station, I'd sure check on the volume of traffic that went by first. You get a bad location, you can't even give away the free air and water.
Oh, will you look up on that hill? Aren't those sumacs?
Yeah, I guess so. Say, that's a funny-looking license plate on that car up ahead of us. I'm going to try to pull closer and see what that is.
Yes, yes, there are sumacs growing in among all those elms. Oh, they are lovely.
Well, I'll be darned. It's Utah. I don't think I've ever seen a Utah license around here before. I've seen Wyoming, but not Utah.
We should get a beautiful view after we go around the next curve. That's where we go along the top of the bluff. Ah, yes, look. Ah, the whole valley is filled with beautiful colors.
Wyoming license has got a picture of a cowpoke on it. He's sitting on top of a cow or some kind of animal.
Oh, look down there, McGee. Look. Isn't that beautiful, the way the river winds through the trees?
Gee, there's the billboard advertising that new chicken dinner joint out on River Bottom Road. One of the fellows at the pool hall said he got a delicious chicken dinner there. He took roast beef, though.
Well, the land is beginning to flatten out along here now. I guess that's the end of the scenery.
I don't usually order roast beef in a restaurant, though. The inside cuts are always too rare to suit my taste. We could go to this place and have chicken, though. That's their specialty. It's really a chicken dinner place. Of course, they have other things.
Oh, I can't get over how glad I am we came, dearie. Did you ever see such beautiful foliage?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. I didn't think it was so hot myself. Hey, Molly, guess what I got?
If it's the bubonic plague, don't breathe on me.
No, it's nothing like that. It's the color pictures I took when we were out at Dugan's Lake last week looking at the fall foliage.
Oh, I want to see those. They should be beautiful.
Yeah, well, sit down here beside me and we'll go through them. Yeah, I think I got somebody else's pictures here. This first one here is a shot of Bald Mountain. We weren't any place close to Bald Mountain.
That isn't a mountain, McGee. That's a picture of your nose. Don't you remember? You got so excited that you took one picture holding the camera backwards.
Oh, yeah, I do remember now.
Sure.
I thought this thing on the side was a volcanic crater, but I guess it's just where I cut myself shaving.
This next picture has me confused. What in the world is it?
That must be the one I took when I stumbled and hit the shutter accidentally. It's a close-up of part of my left shoe.
I could have sworn it was an aerial shot of a coal barge.
No, it couldn't be that. Besides, coal barge wouldn't have a broken shoelace that had been tied back together again like that.
I suppose not. What's this next one?
Oh, that's the one I took at the back of Dugan's head.
What in the world did you take that for?
Well, I wanted it to be a candid shot. Actually, I couldn't take it while he was looking at the camera.
Naturally.
This way, I'll be able to surprise him. He doesn't even know I took it.
Say, didn't you take one of the Dugan children, too?
Yeah, that's this one here. I aimed the camera kind of low because those Dugan kids are all built so close to the ground, but that looks like I overdid it, huh? Picture just shows them from the kneecaps down.
You're the only photographer I know who seems to specialize in feet.
Well, I should be getting into the ones with the foliage pretty quick here.
That next one didn't come out at all.
Oh, yes, it did. That's a close-up of Dugan's black cocker spaniel sitting in the coal bin at night. Probably would have gotten better detail if my flash bulb had gone off.
This last one is all brown. I wonder what that could be.
Oh, that's the shot of the foliage I took through the windshield of the car. Only the sun visor seems to have gotten in the way.
And so, in other words, you didn't get any pictures of the leaves at all?
I guess not. Well, get your hat and coat on, Molly.
Where are we going?
Back out to Dugan's Lake. Only this time, when I wander through the woods, I'm going to use all of my photographic skill to get at least one picture of the trees.